You're listening to a WebYeshiva.org podcast. Visit www.webyeshiva.org to take part in our fully interactive online yeshiva. Visit blog.webyeshiva.org for more free downloadable Torah content.
Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein-Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Tehillim podcast. Today we're going to take a look at Mizmor Samech Zayin. This Mizmor is said, among other times, right after the counting of Sirat HaOmer every evening during this time of year. As is often our practice, what I'd like to do is take a quick look at the Mizmor, right, get an overview of what the Mizmor is about, and then to try to understand its relevance to Sirat HaOmer. Right? Why do we say this Mizmor specifically in the context of Sirat HaOmer? Interestingly, there are those who say this Mizmor is said in conjunction with Sirat HaOmer because it contains actually 49 words, right? One for each day of the Omer. And according to certain Kabbalistic practices, apparently, one is meant each day when one reads the Mizmor after Sirat HaOmer to have Kavanah, special Kavanah, when saying the word that corresponds to that particular day of the Omer. Additionally, if one counts the words in the longest central pasuk of the Mizmor, and one writes them out with one of the words having a ketiv male, right, having it spelled in its full, the full manner of spelling, that pasuk contains 49 letters, right? Now, this is a very fascinating explanation as to why this is said on Sirat HaOmer. It seems to me that in addition to that reason, there is something about the content of the Mizmor as well, which is relevant to Sirat HaOmer, and that is what I'd like to uncover today. Lamnatzech baniginot Mizmor Shir. Elohim yichanenu v'yivarchenu ya'er panav itanu sela. Hashem will grace, will put His grace upon us, will bless us, will shine His countenance with us or upon us. Right? The Mizmor starts with a hope, a request for Hashem's blessing. Now, as you might have already noticed, this pasuk bears a very strong resemblance to Birkat Kohanim. The words Elohim yichanenu v'yivarchenu, right, is like the opening words of Birkat Kohanim, yivarechecha Hashem. The words Ya'er panav itanu is like the words of Birkat Kohanim, Ya'er Hashem panav elecha, and the word Yichanenu in the Mizmor is like the word V'yichunecha in Birkat Kohanim. Right? Very similar language. And in fact, this similarity is already noted in the Midrash Tehillim on this Mizmor. Right? Lekach ne'emar barech bivracha shemivrachim banecha. Yivarechecha ya'er yisa. Right? The Midrash explains this pasuk in the Mizmor as basically saying to Hashem, bless them with the bracha that is already used by your banim, right? Already used by your children, by the Kohanim. Which bracha is that? Yivarechecha, Ya'er, and Yisa, right? The three opening words of the three parts of Birkat Kohanim. Ve'afata beracham kach, right? You too, Hashem, should bless them with that same bracha, she'ne'emar Elohim yichanenenu. So basically the Midrash is saying that the request for a bracha in Pasuk Bet is a request that Hashem bestow upon Am Yisrael, that same bracha of Birkat Kohanim. Now, in both cases so far, we haven't finished the Mizmor yet, in both cases, meaning both in Pasuk Bet of this Mizmor as well as in Birkat Kohanim, the bracha seems, at least initially, to be rather broad, right? It's not exactly clear what exactly is the content of this blessing that the Kohanim, or in this case, we request of Hashem, you know, to give to Am Yisrael. Now, whatever the bracha is, however, there seems to be a connection between the bracha here and the bracha in Birkat Kohanim. Now, what exactly the content of these brachot are, we will discuss in a bit. Pasuk Gimel, Ladat ba'aretz derechecha, sorry, darkecha, b'chol goyim yishuatecha. Now, according to this pasuk, again, whatever the bracha is, the bestowing of this bracha on Am Yisrael will cause God's ways, right, will cause God's salvation to be known throughout the land, amongst the nations of the world. Meaning, when Hashem bestows upon Am Yisrael this blessing, it will become known to all of the world. And therefore, God will be known throughout the world. Right, and this idea is continued in Pasuk Dalet, a pasuk which we will see becomes something of a refrain in the Mizmor. Yoducha Amim Elohim, Yoducha Amim Kulam. Right, all the nations of the world will know you, will praise you. Pasukei Yismichu V'Yirananu Leumim Ki Tishpot Amim Mishor Leumim Be'aretz Tanchem Sela. They, the nations of the world, will rejoice because of your fair judgment. Right, you will therefore lead the nations. Pasuk Vav, back to the refrain of Pasuk Dalet, Yoducha Amim Elohim, Yoducha Amim Kulam. Right, and why will they follow God? Why will they recognize Him? Why will they rejoice in Him? Because Hashem has blessed us. And in Pasuk Zayin, we get a beginning of an idea of what exactly this bracha is that we want Hashem to bestow upon us. Eretz natna yevula, yevarchenu Elohim Eloheinu. Right? What is the bracha that we are talking about here? Eretz natna yevula, that the land should give forth her produce. Right? So now we understand something of what's being talked about. What bracha is being requested? A bracha for plentifulness, for a blessing of that which sustains us physically. That blessing the work of our hands, the work of the field. Pasuk Chet, right? Pasuk Chet is the last pasuk of the Mizmor, and serves as something of a summary of the Mizmor as a whole. Right, goes back to the themes that we've already seen, the central idea that this Mizmor is teaching us. Yivarchenu Elohim v'yiru oto kol afsei aretz. Right, Hashem blesses us, Am Yisrael, and therefore the nations of the world fear Him. Right, meaning, right, what is the central message of the Mizmor? When Hashem blesses us, right, and therefore everyone can see that we have been blessed, they all recognize God. Meaning, they all recognize, and why is that? Because they all recognize that Hashem is the source of the blessing. Now, we have already made the claim that the bracha, this bracha, which we now know something more of what it is, right, that it's a bracha of the yivul, of the produce. We've already claimed that this bracha is the same or similar to the bracha kohanim, right? That pasuk bet alludes to the fact that the bracha here and the bracha of bracha kohanim is the same. And interestingly, if you look at some of the commentaries on bracha kohanim, some of the ideas, right, not in all of the Mefreshim, but in some of the Mefreshim, Birka Kohanim, or at least part of Birka Kohanim, is focused on this same idea. So, for example, if you look at the Sifrei, right, the Midrash Halacha and Bamidbar, right, because Birka Kohanim appears in Sefer Bamidbar, the Sifrei says the following on the first pasuk of Birka Kohanim, the opening words of Birka Kohanim. The Sifrei says, Yivarachecha Hashem, right, Hashem should bless you, Am Yisrael. How does the Midrash understand? What is this bracha, according to the Midrash? Yivarechecha Hashem bebracha ha-mefureshet. Right, Hashem should bless you, Am Yisrael, according to the bracha, which is explicitly spelled out elsewhere. Right, where is that? The Midrash continues, V'chein hu omer, in Parshat Ki Tavo, Baruch Ata Ba'iru, Baruch Ata Basadeh, Baruch Tan'acha Mishartecha, Baruch Ata Bevoecha, etc. Right? Which the Sifrei is saying, we're pointing out that Birka Kohanim, right, is, as we've said, kind of general, right? Hashem should bless you, right? But with what? Right? What is the bracha that the Kohanim are requesting? So it's almost like, you know, a link, right, on a computer website, right? Yivarechecha Hashem, click here. This sends you to the text, the full text of the bracha, which can be found in Perek Kafchet of Sefer Devarim. And there, right, there is a spelled out bracha. The context of that bracha, of course, is the tochacha, right? In Parsha Ki Tavo, right? The tochacha, the first half of which is a list of the brachot which will be bestowed upon Am Yisrael should they listen to Hashem and follow in His ways. And the second, longer actually, half of the tochacha is the list of the curses which will fall upon Am Yisrael should they not listen to Hashem. Now, while there are a number of different brachot that are kind of included in the brachot of the tochacha, there is a strong emphasis among the other brachot on the same ideas that we saw in Mizmor Samech Zayin, meaning that Hashem should bless the produce the produce of the field, right? Should bless the work of our hands as we work in the land. Right, and there, Baruch Atah Ba'ir, Baruch Atah Ba'Sadeh, right, you should be blessed in the city, but also in the Sadeh, in the field. Baruch Privit Necha Ufri Admatcha, your children should be blessed, or you should be blessed with many children, but also the fruit of your field should be blessed. Baruch Tanacha Mishartecha, right, the Tene is the basket, right, earlier in Pasuk Kafvav, earlier in the same parasha, in Sefer Dvarim, the tene is the basket which holds the bikurim, which Am Yisrael brings to the Beit HaMikdash. Right? So the blessing this basket means blessing again Am Yisrael with plentifulness. Right, and then the tochacha does go on to other issues, victories over our enemies, etc. But then in pasuk chet continues, Yitzav Hashem itcha et habracha ba'asamecha. Right, your granaries should be blessed. Right, uvachomishlach yadcha uvrechacha ba'aret asher Hashem lokechen oten lach. Right, that the work of your hand should be blessed in the land which Hashem has given you. All of this pasuk tet there says will happen if you keep the mitzvot of Hashem. And then interestingly, in pasuk yud, it says, "V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha, v'yar'u mimecha." Right? As a result of Hashem bestowing these brachot upon you, all the nations of the world will see the name of God upon you. Right? You will be so blessed that it will be so obvious that the source of your blessing is God. Right? And they will fear you. Right? Now this is so similar to what we saw in our Mizmor. That, in fact, is the central theme of our Mizmor, right? That Hashem will bless us through the produce of our field, and our blessing will be so complete that all of the nations of the world will see Hashem as the source of our blessing and will fear Hashem. Now there, of course, it says Hashem is being feared, and here it's us who are being feared, but the idea is the same, because this fear, regardless of who is being feared here, is a result of the nations of the world recognizing that all of the goodness that Am Yisrael has is because Hashem blesses them, and Hashem is the source of the bracha. So, right, going back to the Midrash in the Sifrei, this is how the Sifrei understands the Bracha Kohanim. Right? That again, first of all, it's a bracha of the land, of the produce of the land, and as a result, the nations of the world will recognize that Hashem is the source of our bracha. And this, right, is obviously so parallel to what we see in our Mizmor Samech Zayin. Incidentally, this same idea, the same way of understanding Birkat Kohanim, is found in the Hamek Davar, right, which expands upon this idea. And I point this out because, first of all, it's nice to see more than one source on something, but in other words, whereas in our Mizmor, this idea is spelled out, meaning that we're talking about a bracha that has to do with the land and the fact that the nations of the world will recognize Hashem because of the bestowing of this bracha, right? That's what the Mizmor says. That's pshat in the words of the Mizmor. The fact that this is also a theme of Birkat Kohanim isn't spelled out explicitly. And yet, we saw it already in the Midrash, and we see it here, we're going to see it here also in the commentary of the Amek Davar, which is fascinating because, as we've seen, there is that link between the bracha of Birkat Kohanim and the bracha of our Mizmor. So just quickly, I'm going to read what the Hamek Davar has to say on the words of Ya'er Hashem panav elecha v'chunecha, the words in of Birkat Kohanim. Ya'er Hashem v'gomer, haynu shehakol yiru she'alecha zoreach Hashem, v'lo shezehu hatzlachat hamezal. What are the words Ya'er Hashem panav elecha v'chunecha? Hashem will shine His face upon you. What's the idea of the shining? That everybody will see that Hashem shines upon you, Zoreach, She'alecha Zoreach Hashem. Right? And then it's not just simply a matter of luck, meaning all of the good things that you have or will have with the bestowing of the Birkat Kohanim wasn't just chance. Rather, it'll be clear to everybody that this is from Hashem. Umashma'ut panav, Ra'yer Hashem panav elecha, what is the meaning of the word panav? His face. Hainu hashkachato, meaning his lashonu faniti alechem, right? It's the idea of hashkacha, of Hashem's direct watching over of Am Yisrael. V'yesh shehu mushgach me'akadosh baruch hu, aval eino nikar, she'ach hashkachat Hashem alav, right? There is a scenario, the Nitziv says, where Hashem's hashkacha is on a nation or on a person, but this is that the sun is recognized, right? It's not clear that Hashem is mashgiach on the person, that Hashem is watching over the person. V'im ken ha-hashkacha shelo be'ora. Such a hashkacha is without light. Aval ka'asher hakol makirim shehashkachat Hashem hi, when it's clear to everybody that the goodness that a nation or a person experiences is because of Hashem. So this is what is meant by Ye'er Hashem panav elecha, right? According to the Tziv, Yihye panav elecha behe'ara, right? The Hashem will shine with light upon you. That implies that, you know, that it is clear as day, right? That it is bright. It is clear to everybody that it is Hashem who brought upon the blessing that this person or nation has. So here we see that the Nitziv's understanding of Birkat Kohanim is so similar to the themes that we saw in our Mizmor. Again, tightening the connection between the two. Back to our Mizmor, to Mizmor Samach Zayin, it is again about God's bestowing His bracha upon us, right? A bracha of abundance, of providing sustenance that we need to survive, and the recognition of the whole world that Hashem is the source of this bracha. As an interesting aside, I will mention that I already mentioned kind of briefly that this Mizmor has a lot of significance in Kabbalistic sources. Now, some of you might be familiar that when you go into Sfaradi Batei Knesset, or you know, many Sfaradi Batei Knesset, you will often see hanging on the walls a picture of a menorah that is drawn out of the script of a certain text. If you indeed look carefully at the text that the menorah out of which the menorah is created, it is actually Mizmor Samech Zayin. Now, I have not done an exhaustive study of the significance of this Mizmor and why specifically it is written out in this way, but I tried to take a quick look at some of the ideas expressed as to what the significance of this Mizmor is and when it would be said and why. One of the different suggestions, and again, there was certainly more than one, is that it was said specifically as a skula for Parnassa. Right, and this, of course, goes back to this theme that we've noticed about, right? Parnassa being sustenance, right? Hashem giving us that which we need, right? And that indeed is the theme of this Mizmor, as we have understood it so far. Back to our original question. Okay, what does this all have to do with Sfirat HaOmer? Many commentaries on the psukim about Sfirat HaOmer emphasize the historical aspect of Sfirat HaOmer. Specifically, that Sfirat HaOmer connects between Yitziat Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Other commentaries, however, emphasize the agricultural aspect of Sfirat HaOmer. The Ramban, for example, explains that Sfirat HaOmer counts between the beginning of the barley harvest, which is when we bring the Korban HaOmer, which is a barley sacrifice, after all. And we count from that Korban HaOmer, the barley sacrifice, to the beginning of the wheat harvest on Shavuot, right? And when we bring the Korban of Shtei HaLechem, which is made out of wheat, right? So in other words, we're counting from the beginning of the barley harvest to the beginning of the wheat harvest. A later commentary, the Toldot Yitzchak, elaborates on this same idea. And he says, V'yesh omrim ta'am acher, mipnei she'ha'olam b'tza'ar, mipesach ad Shavuot, al ha'tvuot v'ha'ilanot. Right, why are we counting these days? Because the world is in tsa'ar, right, is in distress from the beginning of Pesach to till Shavuot, with regard to the grains, the tfuot, and the ilanot, the trees, the fruit of the trees. Kedi'ita b'perek kama de Rosh Hashanah, right, as it says in the first parak of Masechet Rosh Hashanah in the Gemara, Ma amra Torah haviu Omer bePesach. Right? Why is the Torah telling us to bring the Korban Omer on Pesach? Mipnei shePesach zman tfuahu, because Pesach is the time of the tfuah of the grains. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu hakrivu lefanai Omer bePesach kedei shetitparech lechem tfuah shebasadot. Bring the Korban Omer in order that I should bless the tfuah of your field. Umipnei she'atzeret zman peirot hu, right? Because atzeret Shavuot is the time of the fruit, meaning the bikurim, when we bring the first fruits to the Beit Hamikdash. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu hakrivu lefanai shtehalechem ba'atzeret kedei sheyitbarchu lechem peirot ha'ilan. Right. So here the Toldot Yitzchak is emphasizing this idea that this is a very tenuous time of year. It's a scary time of year for those involved with agriculture, because everything is dependent upon these harvests going well, right? And so the Korban HaOmer and the Korban Shtei HaLechem, according to the Toldot Yitzchak, is our way of requesting that Hashem send His blessing in what we are doing in the field. Now, true, He does not see it as counting from the beginning of the barley harvest to the beginning of the wheat harvest, but he basically emphasizes the same idea. Another interesting aside. For those of you who are familiar with the weather patterns in Israel in this time of year, very often during this time period there are many what we call a chamsin, right? A very dry few days with a lot of dust in the air and very hot, unseasonably hot weather, or perhaps seasonably, because it happens all the time during this time of year. But, you know, during what is more or less springy kind of weather, suddenly you'll have a very dry, dusty couple of days. There are those who say that the word chamsin, which is actually an Arabic word, right, the Arabic equivalent of the word sharav, the Hebrew word sharav, that the word chamsin, right, that the word comes from the Arabic word for chamishim, 50, right, that even in the world outside of the Torah world, there was an association between these 50 days and this very odd, strange kind of weather. Right? That it was a recognition sort of that it's a very touch-and-go time period for agriculture, which the farmers would be very worried about. Right? That the Chamsin were the days that you had to be careful about this time of year. Right? Just an interesting side point. So essentially, right, according to what the Toldot Yitzchak is saying, Sfirat HaOmer is the period of time that we count every day between the two harvests, which are basically the basis of our parnassah and of our survival. We are forced to recognize every single day through the counting of the Sfira, the source of our bracha. Every day anew, we have to remember that Hashem is the source of our bracha, and we shouldn't forget that, and we hope that He will renew that bracha for us. In the Sefer HaChinuch, this idea is expressed very beautifully. Now, interestingly, the Sefer Chinuch does not link this to Sfirat HaOmer. There he talks more about the connection between Yitziat Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. But in the Shorshei HaMitzvah for the Korban HaOmer, right, why we bring the barley Korban for the Korban HaOmer, he says this idea very beautifully. Mishashe haMitzvah, kedei shenitbonen mitoch haMaaseh haChesed haGadol sheoseh Hashem Baruch Hu im briotav lechadesh lahem shana shana tvua lemichya. Right? Why do we bring the Korban HaOmer? So that we will be forced to contemplate, to appreciate the great chesed, the great kindness that Hashem does by renewing the tevuah for our survival year after year. Lachen ra'oi lanu shenakriv lo baruchu mimena. Therefore, it is appropriate that we should bring this korban, bring the sacrifice to Hashem from it, meaning from the first, the bikurim, essentially, of the first grain that we grow every year. Leman niskor chasto v'tuvo agadol terem nehene mimenu. Right? That in order that we should remember his kindness, right, this great thing that Hashem does for us, before we are able to enjoy the new crop ourselves, right? And this is all connected, of course, to the laws of Chadash, that until the Korban HaOmer was brought, it was forbidden to eat from the chadash, from the new grains. Umitoch shenihiye ruuyin lebracha behechsher maaseinu lefanav titbarech tfuatenu veyushlam chafetz Hashem banu shechafetz merov tuvo beberkat briotav. Right, and because we will be worthy for the bracha through the doing of the Korban HaOmer, the bringing of the Korban HaOmer, we will be all the more so worthy of the bracha that Hashem gives us. And then this will increase Hashem's desire to give us the bracha in the first place. Because shechafetz merov tuvo bibirkat briotav. Because Hashem, the Sefer HaChinuch says, wants to bestow this bracha upon his creations, right? So according to this explanation of the Sefer HaChinuch, the Korban HaOmer, right? What we are doing this time of year is all connected to this idea that the source of our bracha is Hashem, and that we are required to recognize that in order for that bracha to be perpetuated. So now I think the connection between the Mizmor Samach Zayin and Sfirat HaOmer is clear, since essentially they're talking about the same thing. The Mizmor expresses that Hashem blesses Am Yisrael through the abundance of our crops and the steadiness of our sustenance. And the extent of the bracha is so great that it forces the whole world to recognize that Hashem is its source. Right? Similarly, during Sfirat HaOmer, according to these sources that we've just seen, we hope that Hashem will bless that which we grow, right, and that upon which we depend for our sustenance. In the case of the Omer, right, it's not the other nations, at least according to the sources that we saw here, who are recognizing Hashem, right? Although, you know, this might happen as well, but rather it's we, right, through the Sfirat HaOmer, through the Korban HaOmer, who are meant to recognize and to thank Hashem for that which He has given us. Shabbat Shalom, Umivarach.